A few weeks ago, New York University's medical school made a stunning announcement, and it was made by Ken Langone, the chairman of the board of trustees for the med school.
That as of right now, every student we admit to New York University School of Medicine comes tuition free. And this includes the incoming class and the upperclassmen as well that are here right now. No more tuition. And the day they get their diploma, they owe nobody nothing.
Free medical school.
Oh, nobody nothing.
Oh, nobody nothing. Free medical school for everyone at NYU. Ken Langone, I should say, is not only on the board of trustees for NYU's medical school, he's also, you know, the founder of Home Depot. And he was making the announcement because he had just written a $100 million check to help make the whole thing possible. All told, NYU has raised more than $450 million in charitable donations for this purpose.
And the reason NYU gave was one of moral imperative. NYU said debt from student loans had fundamentally changed the medical profession. It was causing students to choose higher paying specialties, and it was discouraging future doctors from becoming primary care specialists, pediatricians, and OBGYNs, which are the lower paying fields.
Another result, said NYU, was that the medical field was less diverse than it should be, because the amount of debt people have to take on to become a doctor was just scaring a lot of people away. This is The Indicator. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today on the show, free medical school. A lot of medical schools, including Columbia and UCLA, have been experimenting with versions of this, saying it'll help doctors go into lower-paying specialties and to go to smaller, underserved communities to work, and to work for public institutions.
Solving social ills, coming to the aid of would-be doctors everywhere.
What could be better?
What could be better? But the plan has been getting some blowback. Who are these Scrooges?
Economists.
Economists!
You knew it.
All the dismal science.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, State Street Global Advisors. Download Crazy Enough to Work, a podcast series with Elizabeth Banks about the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC. Support also comes from Slack. Slack is a collaboration hub for work that makes sure the right people in your team are always in the loop and key information is always at their fingertips. Learn more at slack.com.
Today's indicator is 202,000. According to NYU, that is the median amount of debt that a graduating medical school student will have.
NYU medical students, though, they will now be able to choose a specialty and a place to practice without having to factor in their medical school debt.
So what went through your head when you first read this news?
Well, I guess because I'm an economist, this is where my head first goes, is that this seems like a really bad idea.
Huh.
Craig Garthwaite is an economist and also the director of the health program at Northwestern University's business school.
Why I think a lot of myself and other economists have bristled at this free tuition for everyone idea is that you're going to end up doing what economists refer to often as the folly of rewarding A while hoping for B.
Craig says free tuition is not rewarding diverse students or students going into lower paying specialties. It's just rewarding people for going to medical school.
If you want someone to do something, tie the incentive to that. If you want people to go into primary care, pay them for going into primary care. If we want more low-income or minority applicants to get into medical school, then give free tuition to minority and low-income applicants, which I think is a laudable goal, and I think we should focus on that. But the point is, let's focus on that. Instead, we're going to spend a bunch of money to give other applicants who often otherwise could pay for medical school on their own free tuition.
Is that a bad thing?
What is to the extent that the federal government's going to subsidize that to the tune of 30 or 35% of each contribution?
That's true. Although if you assume that they would have given that same money away to something else, like a museum or the ballet.
Right, but you can argue that that other thing is something that probably creates more social value.
Than medicine? I mean.
Well, no, but we're not getting more medicine because of
right,
this.
Right, right.
And the problem I have is for the high-income people getting this who otherwise would have not paid for medical school anyway. And now we're just effectively handing them $200,000. If I start ranking a list of causes that I care about, wealthy, soon-to-be orthopedic surgeons don't really crack the top 10.
I guess they don't make the most obvious cause, right? The charitable cause.
They get no love. It would be hard to, yeah, that's a hard sell, the orthopedic, the plight of the orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah, exactly. Craig says that taking out loans to go to medical school is an excellent investment no matter what kind of medicine a doctor wants to practice. He says that doctors earn $300,000 a year on average, and even lower paying specialist doctors earn six figures.
Of course, there is a psychological aspect to taking on debt. So maybe eliminating debt will make it easier for NYU medical school students to consider lower paying specialties. Julie Frain is with the Association of American Medical Colleges.
I think that a lot of people believe that high debt levels drive graduates away from practicing primary care, and the data just does not support that assumption.
Now, some studies have found that medical students say they did pick higher paying specialties precisely because they're worried about how much debt they're taking on. But Julie says when you look at actual income and debt numbers, there really doesn't seem to be a strong correlation between debt and which specialties the doctors choose.
Education debt and income expectations, which may or may not be tied to debt, do not play a strong role in influencing the vast majority of medical school students.
Gotta say, that's interesting.
I know.
Julie says that factors like personality, work-life balance, and role models are much more significant for medical students choosing a specialty.
So, why did NYU do this? I mean, I'm sure they could have used the money for other things, like, you know, buying an island. That's like buying an island money.
Subsidized private jets.
Subsidize some private jets, man. Yeah, let's live it up. Craig Garthwaite, The Economist, says he thinks he has an idea.
I think the more cynical view is that what NYU is doing is they're using this to increase the quality of the applicants that they get to move further up the rankings and improve their position in the medical school hierarchy.
So this is all about U.S. News and World Report.
As someone who's in academia, it wouldn't surprise me that a school is making large financial moves to try and move up the ranking system.
Super cynical, but
I know.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's exactly right. NYU's medical school is currently ranked number 3 by U.S. News and World Report behind Harvard and Johns Hopkins.
And Craig says Hopkins should watch its back because as a result of the free tuition move, NYU's medical school is likely to get flooded with applications and it's not going to accept a larger number of students. So now the percentage of students NYU accepts will go way down and that will help its ranking.
Also, Craig says it's just a power move. A medical school is a really prestigious part of a university, and most universities just can't match this kind of fundraising muscle.
Are other medical schools, like, freaking out about this?
I have a number of friends that are getting solicitations already from the development departments of their med schools talking about NYU's strategic move and how now they're going to have to figure a way to match it, which suggests that this might be starting just an arms race where this is what we're going to do to compete for the very best students.
Because if you get into Johns Hopkins and NYU, both excellent schools, but then NYU is free, you might just choose the free option, even if you know that you could eventually or even really easily pay back the debt from Hopkins.
Still, Craig says he thinks that among the storm of applications that NYU's medical school will almost certainly get next year, there will also almost certainly be a lot of people who would not have otherwise applied.
I think it's going to encourage more low-income and minority applicants potentially to apply to NYU. Is NYU going to accept those people ahead of other individuals? That's the question.
If NYU does end up accepting more low-income and minority students as a result of free tuition, then rewarding A, free medical school, will get NYU to B, its goal of more diversity and doctors choosing lower-paying specialties.
And, snark alert, a few aspiring orthopedic surgeons will sleep a little bit better at night.
Which is probably good for their back.